Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 5 of the Millionaire Woman Show. Today's topic is your habits determine your future. You know, we often think it's those big things, those big events that, or situations that happen in our life that determine our future. But really, it's about all those little things that we do, the tasks, everything from, you know, getting up in the morning and brushing your teeth. You've done it the way you get up in the morning. If you really broke it down, you'll notice that you have certain habits or certain routines that you get yourself into that are the same every day. So thinking about what those habits are. So there's the bad habits, which people can pick up very quickly. And then there's also the good habits. Those are the habits that are supporting a healthy lifestyle, that keep you well so you can give your gifts and share them with the world. So I'm just going to go through some of the bad habits, because often people are like, well, I have some bad habits, but I'm just going to go through a list of them. And then what I want to do is start counteracting them, reframing them, and talking about how you can shift your bad habits and change them so you can put in more productive ways to improve the habits you have so that you can achieve the success that you want. Because if habits determine your future, it's really important to dig deep, get self-aware, and find out what it is that could be holding you back from the success that you desire. So here it is. So avoiding difficult conversations would be a bad habit. Missing breakfast. Staying up late and then sleeping in when you have to go to work. Or be at the office for a big presentation. Or avoiding those sales calls. Being late to meetings. Not getting any exercise. Not drinking enough water. Spending your money today without saving for the future. Procrastination, another form of avoidance. Perfection. These are all habits that could be holding you back from the success that you want. You know, we talk about smoking and retail therapy. All of them can have a form of addiction to it and not necessarily seen as just a habit, something that needs, you know, changes in behavior. At the end of the day, this is all about making a behavioral change. And when we think about changing behavior, we usually are like, no, it's not me who has to change, it's the other person who has to change. But the only person you have control over is yourself and what you are doing for yourself. So thinking about good habits as well. So good habits as an alternative to some of those statements, or being able to have those difficult conversations in a timely manner and being able to leave those conversations respectfully. How great would that feel? Having breakfast so you get your boost of metabolism early in the day, that you give yourself adequate rest so you can think properly, you can respond to situations without reacting to them because you're overtired. Being on time or a little bit early to the office so that you can get a jump start into your work without any distractions. Or getting that exercise in so that you can feel strong and confident in how you carry yourself. How about paying yourself first and putting money aside so that you can plan for your future? Otherwise, you're going to end up working way into your retirement longer than you were hoping. And instead of procrastinating, unless you're doing it purposefully, and I've heard people talk about purposeful procrastination, that they work well under pressure, but sometimes it could be so taxing on your mind and your body to constantly put off what you need to get done. Imagine if you did that with the trash. how stinky and smelly and things are. Same thing happens with life situations. If you don't tend to them and you don't nurture them, it can get out of hand. So if you have a chance to jump in and do what you need to do and get it out of the way. So here, when we talk about bad habits, we also know that a bad habit has a consequence. So missing breakfast today might not be a big deal, but if you're missing it or having additional chocolate or having extra portions as an example, the consequences won't be seen today. They're seen in the future down the road. Could be years down the road. You know, when you think of smoking, people talk about developing the lung cancer. So the consequences are not right now. Good habits sometimes get taken for granted. That's, you know, the eating healthily, going for a walk, walking the dog, you know, protecting yourself from the sun. These are all things to initiate good habits, good hygiene. So those are just some examples. So what I want you to do is look for the patterns. So think about some of your bad habits. I want you to identify them and write them down. Just take a moment. Put a pause on the podcast and write them down. And if you're driving or you're, you know, running stairs or at the gym, just come back to this part and really think about the habits or at least put them through your mind. And then what I want you to do is when you look at those habits and review, pick one or two things that you would like to make a plan to change. So if it's financial or exercise, your health, then once you help to create that plan, what I want you to do is get help from somebody who has a specialty in that area. Someone that you trust, someone who has great knowledge. You might even, you know, grab resources from the library or the bookstore to help you develop a change. So as an example, let's say weight loss might be a subject. So you can get other people on board and form that team to really support you in moving forward. And just remember that no one can make you change. That change has to come from within. So it's about gathering those resources, asking those questions. So you can have a dietitian come on board. You could have an exercise specialist or trainer to help you. You might grab some cookbooks from the bookstore, learning how to cook differently. You might add smoothies or do some research online, making sure that you're going to credible websites because this day and age, everybody's offering their advice, but ensure that it's a safe resource that you're using. So really, the habits will determine your future. So what are one or two habits that you would like to change in the next 30 days. So it's like a goal, right? We have a timestamp. We're going to reevaluate in 30 days. Think about the strategies. Make a plan for how you're going to make that change. And how are you going to be held accountable? So the other things that can be seen as habits as well, and I want you to think about it in what you do every day. So it could be not brushing your teeth. It could be not speaking up or making a request in the office. It could be not making those sales calls. It could be not doing the follow-up with the people you met at the networking event. These are all habits that affect the success and the results that you're getting. So the only way to change what you're doing is to look and say, what is working? What is not working? And what do I need to improve? So look at those habits, pick those two, and pick two that will have the greatest impact on your life right now. So chances are, like, we all have habits. And, you know, when we take time to reflect and we're self-aware of them, that's when we can start creating the change. And when you show up and be the change in the world, you change your world around you. Everybody's like, wow, everybody changed. But guess what? That change was actually you. And it is one of the most powerful transformational changes that could be helping you propel yourself forward. So what I want you to do is take those habits over the next 30 days, break them into smaller pieces. What are you going to do this week? Or what are you going to do today? You know, thinking about what those things are. Do you need to find an app that's going to help hold you accountable where you have to enter the data? Like how many glasses of water you drank or how many sit-ups you did? Whatever that is for you. You might be just tracking in a journal. How many articles that you read because you've been avoiding the articles on your desk and they've been piling up. So thinking about all those little things. The little things really affect the big picture. So what I want, go out and make today great. Go to www.themillionairewoman.com to get the show notes. And I'll have a download there for you to have as a reminder to keep with you. And make sure you sign up for our Surefire Strategies to an MP3 download that you can grab right away so you can get to the success that you want. Again, that is www.themillionairewoman.com. Go out and make today great.